Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Colin Baker here, or Old Sixie as I am otherwise known, in my guise as that most famous of Time Lords, as it is my great pleasure to play the Sixth Doctor in Doctor Who. And it's also my very great pleasure to welcome you aboard and into the TARDIS. I played the Doctor on television in the 1980s, and now for almost 25 years, I've been the Doctor in audio drama productions, officially licensed by the BBC and beautifully made by Big Finish Productions. And this is what this podcast is all about, Doctor Who audio drama from Big Finish. Each edition of Into the TARDIS will feature an exciting episode of Doctor Who, starring cast from the TV series, with a whole host of new friends, villains, aliens, monsters, you name it. Some of them old favourites, some of them brand new. In this edition, I get to showcase my own incarnation as Old Sixie. A classic Doctor comes face to face with a species from New Who, the Jadoon. Wonderful word, Jadoon. Here's a taste of what's to follow.
Doctor Who. Classic Doctor's new monster.
Warden, what is the meaning of this intrusion?
As I was attempting to explain, Your Honor, I'm afraid these gentlemen are the ones with the power here.
Gentlemen?
Well, rhino-form bipeds, if you prefer. Your Honor, may I present to you the Jadoon. Hello, I'm the Doctor!
Hull integrity breached. Who are you?
My name is Jonathan Jaggers, Esquire.
Eliza Jenkins, known to the public as Thomasina Thumb.
Thomasina Thumb?
On account of my size, dopey.
Oh, well, yes, I guess that. What I mean is... Oh, I'm still at the circus.
I should hope so, dressed like that. You're Mr. Jagger's new clown, ain't you?
Well, let's hope 19th century England is ready for the Jadoon.
Get your hands off me!
You charge, assault, sentence raised to execution.
A mirror is a powerful thing in the right hands. They're leaving.
For good?
While Kaibo remains free, no. They'll be back.
Thank you, Doctor. It is good to be unshackled.
I am well versed in the vagaries of the English legal system. In fact, I went into it in some detail when I was a younger man. Anyway, I shall represent you.
Classic Doctors, New Monsters.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Coming up, a story that takes us into court in Victorian England. Has the Doctor really become a clown in a circus? And just why did a dedicated Jadoon officer, Captain Kaibo, desert his post? Did he kibosh it? And why is the Doctor paying so much attention to his fob watch so he can't be fobbed off? I'll be back after all of that with a look behind the scenes. So see you on the other side as Classic Doctor Who meets New Who in part one of Jadoon in Chains.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen in the public gallery, gentlemen of the jury, this court is now in session, convened on this 19th day of May, 1894. Calm yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you are Englishmen. And women, of course. Granted, the weather outside may be unseasonably inclement, but we must endeavour not to let it interfere with the due process of law. Now, please, I'm sure the storm will pass. There we are. Now, Mr. Priddle, could you commence the day's proceedings?
The first case, my lad, is the Crown versus Captain Kaibo.
The Crown versus Captain Kaibo, I see. And what is the charge?
Desertion, my lad.
Oh, dear me. That is a grave charge indeed. Very well. Will the defendant please take the stand?
Summon Captain Kaibo and his defence counsel.
Mr. Prettle, what is the meaning of this?
I'm sorry, my lad,
May I ask you to remember one rather fundamental tenet of English law? We do not try animals.
Perhaps I can explain, my lad. You see, he's not an animal. Far from it.
And who are you? A showman, from the look of you. I suppose you are this creature's handler.
I am the Doctor, Captain Kaibo's defence counsel.
And where is the good captain?
He stands before you, Your Honour. This
is Captain Kaibo.
A rhinoceros in a kilt. Preposterous. You are making a circus of my courtroom. In the interest of the dignity of this court, I move that the case be dismissed.
That isn't going to be possible, I'm afraid.
Not possible? May I remind you, counsel for the defense, that I am the presiding authority here, not you. And I think you'll find that I have the power to... Mordor, what is the meaning of this intrusion?
As I was attempting to explain, Your Honor, I'm afraid these gentlemen are the ones with the power here.
Gentlemen?
Well, rhino-form bipeds, if you prefer. Your Honor, may I present to you the Jadoon. Turn your translator on, there's a good fellow. They're always like this, my lad. If they just do a little research before blundering in, they could avoid all kinds of misunderstandings. Commander?
What's it doing?
Assimilating.
Assimilating.
What's it doing?
You see?
Language assimilated. This court is now under the jurisdiction of the 19th Jadoon Interplanetary Force.
Excuse me, sir. I think you'll find it's under the jurisdiction of Reigate and Banstead Borough Council. And while you are within this borough, this court and everything in it is under...
Forgive me for interrupting, Your Honour, but you need to brace yourself for a bit of a shock.
A shock?
All that thunder and lightning and rain... That wasn't an ordinary storm. It was a side effect of the Jadoon moving this entire building to somewhere more convenient.
Convenient?
Your courtroom is now on the planet Mars.
What? I...
Yes, Your Honor?
I move for a recess.
All rise. This court is now back in session. Justice Burroughs presiding.
So, Commander, ready for battle?
Battle?
Intellectual battle, I mean. Well, I've enjoyed the odd judicial spar before, but never with a Jadoon. With your reputation as legal heavyweights, I'm rather looking forward to it. Now then.
You may be seated. I'm afraid it appears we have no choice but to proceed. Would the prosecution please open by making their case against... Are we keeping you, Doctor?
Sorry?
Your fob watch. You seem to find it particularly fascinating.
Apologies, Your Honour. Just reflecting on certain matters. O tempora, o mores, tempus fugit, and such forth. Please, carry on.
The case is clear. Captain Kaibo deserted his post without authorization. He stole a craft and left Jadoon space without authorization. He was pursued to Earth and recaptured.
Pursued to Earth? I see. Captain Kaibo, I must ask you to enter a plea. Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
I cannot deny what the Commander says.
The accused pleads guilty, sentences death.
Wait.
Explain this interruption.
You haven't heard the defense yet. You must abide by local due process, remember? As my old friend Ambrose so elegantly put it, si fueres Romae, Romano vivito more.
Counsel for the defense will kindly refrain from further Latin tags. This is Reigate and Banstead, not the Old Bailey.
My apologies, Your Honour. I call my first witness, Captain Kaibo.
Captain Kaibo, make your way to the witness box.
No need for that. Kaibo's not making a break for it. He's just taking the stand.
Lower weapons.
Thank you.
Leave them primed. If the accused does attempt escape, evaporate him.
How thoughtful. Captain Kaibo, we've heard the charges. You agree that the commander's summary of events is true, but he is a jadoon of few words, and I think we would all concur that the mere facts raise more questions than they answer. I, and I'm sure the jury, would like to hear the story in your own words.
Agreed.
I feel I should warn the gentlemen of the jury and you, Justice Burroughs, that I will be turning up in Captain Kaibo's story from time to time. Well, quite a lot, actually.
In your capacity as defence counsel?
No, in a private capacity. I'm wearing two hats, or rather a wig. See? No wig.
Captain Kaibo, please continue.
My team and I had been assigned to Aetius, a planet in the Jellicoe system. We had been hired by a private company to assist in the clearance of the planet.
Which private company?
The Genesis Corporation.
Viewing station in position. Maintain this altitude.
Good to see you, Madam President. Welcome to Aetius.
Delighted, Mr. Gedge. And this is...
Blow, blow, blow.
Thank you, Commander. Translator on, remember? Madam President, this is Commander... Clobo... Madam President, this is the Commander. Commander, this is President Beale of Turalius IV, our sponsor for this very special project and one of Genesis Corps' largest shareholders. Could you open the viewing window? There. What do you think?
Good. Perhaps a little greener than I was expecting.
Ah, that'll soon be gone. Bit of exo-grading, and you can have it any colour you want. So, we were thinking you could put your new capital city there, between those two mountains.
There seems to be another mountain between the two mountains.
But not for long. Kablam, you know?
Of course. Kablam, indeed. I forget just how much you can do in the way of modification.
That's why you use us rather than a landscape gardener. Commander, show the President your MDUs.
MDUs?
Molecular Disruption Units. They're the little red blobs on the hologram.
The MDU array is placed and activated. The forest is erased. That is how planet clearances are performed.
Quite. Well, carry on, Commander. Don't mind us.
Is array installation complete, Captain Kaibo?
11 units in place, Commander. One remains.
MDU primed and initialized, Captain Kaibo.
Return to base, Corporal. I will install the final unit myself.
Sir!
What is that? Who is there?
The lake.
I must go to the lake.
One minute to detonation.
Do we need to stand back?
Sir?
Yes, Corporal?
The array is not complete. One unit has not been primed.
Which unit?
Unit 12, sir. Captain Kaibo.
Kaibo? Kaibo, report!
Is there a problem?
No. Is there a problem, Commander?
One of my men is not responding.
Sir, our scout ship has departed without authorization.
Someone stolen a ship?
What? No, that's not the sort of thing that... Has someone stolen a ship, Commander?
Captain Paimo!
I say, do you think that's it?
Hells! See! This isn't going to delay things, is it?
Yes.
Well, not too long, I hope. This planet is a present for my daughter's 16th birthday.
It's a present for her daughter, Commander. You can't let the young lady down.
We must find and apprehend Captain Kaibo. All Jadoon to scout ships in pursuit.
Yes, but...
Inessential work suspended until this matter is resolved.
You can't just down tools and leave.
They've gone.
I said we should have hired Ogrons.
Jadoon scout ship, eh? Oh, this should be fun. Hello? Anybody here? Hello? I picked up your distress beacon. Well, I say distress beacon, more of a regularly repeating psychic signature, which is very odd indeed. Anyone home? Oh, very quiet. Oh, perhaps I'm too late. Or too early. That's the trouble effecting rescue by TARDIS. Ah, from the sounds of it, I'm just in time. Now, the bridge is, this way.
So cold for more cold.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. That should be enough for assimilation.
Assimilating?
Well, what's happening?
Scanning enemy attack vessels. Type unknown.
Knowing the Jadoon, it's best to knock before entering. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Oh, the door's jammed. Yeah, that should do it. Hello, I'm the...
Hull integrity breached.
I can see that now. Might have been nice to mention it before I opened the door.
Cabin pressure dropping. Cabin pressure dropping.
You're the ship's computer. Can't you do something about it?
Captain incapacitated. Assistance required.
Oh, you're a huge help. Have to do it myself. If I can avoid getting sucked into space. My Jadoonese isn't failing me. That's the emergency blast screen.
Hull integrity restored.
Phew. Now, where was I? The incapacitated captain and his... Oh, dear. His equally incapacitated translator. Captain, can you hear me? I'm the Doctor. What's your name?
Captain! I'm the Doctor. Your name?
Captain.
Kaibo. You're coming round. Good. I'm the Doctor. Don't be alarmed. I know I'm breaking dozens of your precious rules just being here, but...
Thank you.
Oh. Well, nice of you to say.
Why would I not wish to thank you? Politeness costs nothing.
Indeed. Captain, we need to get to safety. Unless those viz screens are on the blink, there's a fleet of ships out there that seem to want you dead. Easy now, Captain Kaibo. Now, lean on me for support. Ooh, I said lean on, not crush.
I wonder who my assailants are. The computer does not recognize their vessels.
Well, let's worry about that later, shall we?
Doctor, why are you here? It seems most providential.
I answered your distress call.
I issued no call.
Huh? Well, someone did. And in a very unusual...
Shields at 10%.
No time to debate it now. We need to get to the TARDIS.
TARDIS?
My ship. It's just along here.
I'm afraid I cannot join you, Doctor.
What? You can't stay here.
I must use the escape capsule. Regulations allow nothing else.
But that's at the other end of the ship. Oh, very well. About face. Ooh. Easy. Oh, the pod looks sound enough. Nothing on fire, at least. Oh, look, are you sure you wouldn't rather join me in the TARDIS?
I am unfascinating. Goodbye, Doctor.
Au revoir, Captain. I'll be hot on your heels. Vacillating. What a very unusual jadoon. I wonder...
Shields at 3%.
Save that thought for later. Key!
Shields at 1%.
Ah, got it.
At 0%.
Now, where's Kaibo's escape pod? And there's that psychic signature again. Very unusual. Now, the pod's homing in on the nearest habitable body, which is... Well, let's hope 19th century England is ready for the jadoon.
Take that, you monster!
Slow mo, Buffo. Buffo.
Don't listen to it. Hit it!
Slow mo, Buffo.
Please!
Who are you?
What has this gentleman done to merit your violent opprobrium? His appearance may be somewhat unusual, but he is no animal.
He's the devil himself!
He's a monster!
No, no! He is merely a man. A man with a gross deformity who cannot even defend himself. Shame on you! Cease your attacks, or I shall report this incident to the local magistrate.
You're welcome to him.
He was only having a bit of fun.
Indeed, sir. Let us leave these unhappy people to reflect upon their hasty judgment. I am Mr. Jonathan Jaggers, showman extraordinaire. Sadly, the rest of this world is not as broad-minded as I. You are none the worse for wear, I hope, Mr.
Kaibo.
Mr. Kaibo, words can scarcely express the awe with which I watched you shrug off the blows of that rabble. Mute, insensible, and dauntless.
Knock a blow.
Come with me, if you will. I have a proposal.
Ah!
Well, something's certainly come to Earth and made a mess of this forest. There we have it. Empty and cold. Where have you got to, Captain Kaibo? Where to start? He looks a likely sort. Excuse me.
Yeah?
This may seem like a strange question, but have you by any chance seen or heard of a creature in the vicinity? The body of a man, heavily armoured, but the head of a...
A rhino.
Yes, exactly. You mean you've seen it?
Seen it? I wrestled the bloomin' thing.
You wrestled a jadoon?
Oh, if that's what it was, yeah. It was me, did all the work. He just stood there. I looked a right fool. And it cost me 2 shillings.
How bizarre. And when exactly was this?
About a week ago.
A week? Oh, so much for following close behind. Tell me from the start.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jonathan Jaggers and his fantastical freak show.
Fat ladies, bearded ladies, giants and dwarfs. We have them all. But more extraordinary, more inexplicable, more appalling than these, I give you Kaibo, the amazing rhinoceros man. Who dares step up to the ring? Look here. The pot's bursting at the seams. A king's ransom to anyone who can shift the rhinoceros man from his perch. You, sir.
What, who, me?
You look a brave sort of fellow. The task before you is simple. All sir must do is push Kaibo here over the white line.
Come on, Billy.
Go on, Billy.
Move Kaibo a mere 3 paces and tomorrow your lady friend here could be wearing... A new hat. Is her happiness not worth a mere 2 shillings?
I don't know about that. I've heard what he can do. I heard he flattened a man down at Bishop's Bottom.
It seems your friend's reputation precedes him.
Perhaps it does. Yours, however, has yet to reach us. Although I can tell from your clothes that you're obviously a man of some importance. I'm sensing something to do with aristocracy.
Oh, well, I...
No! Royalty, that's it. You're a court jester!
Oh, there's always one. No, I am not. I am the man that can best your rhinoceros-headed friend.
And step on up, sir!
Oh, what have they done to you, Captain Kaibo?
Gentlemen and ladies, our challenger has entered the ring. And now I unleash the rhinoceros man from his chains and let battle commence.
My, my, you certainly are a fearsome beast. Captain Kaibo, you remember me, don't you, the doctor? Well, the translator didn't survive the crash. In which case... I can see I shall have to use mesmerism on one so mighty as you. Oh, lo, ro, blow, po, co, como.
I don't know what you think you're doing, sir, but you aren't going to win him over by babbling baby talk.
Ro, shamo.
Oh, what a load of rubbish!
Eliza, quick, get the acrobats on!
And now, the amazing aerial acrobat!
I don't know what you did, but if you've nobbled my biggest earner, I'll...
He's suffered enough humiliation, Mr. Jaggers. Now, my prize money.
But that's a month's taking.
I have witnesses.
Best of 3?
I don't think so.
Sir, I entreat you. How will I pay my staff, these poor, hard-working circus folk?
Money, please. Unless...
Unless?
I might be persuaded to forego my winnings in exchange for something of comparable value.
Comparable value?
Say, Kaibo's freedom.
Would you... I tell you what, sir. Let's adjourn somewhere more private and see what we can arrange. My caravan?
Splendid. I knew you'd see sense.
Remarkable how you seem to be able to communicate with our horny-headed friend. I don't suppose you'd consider joining our travelling show?
Huh. Join your tawdry little circus? I hardly think so. It's cruel and it's exploitative.
But every little boy's dream, surely.
Ugh.
You could act as interpreter cum clown. We could call you the vari-coloured voice of Kaibo.
No, thank you. And as for being Kaibo's interpreter, I'd point out he doesn't need one, as he isn't staying either. Now, good day.
Herculania?
Sir?
Oh, hello.
My strong woman. Herculania, this gentleman seems reluctant to join our family. See if you can do anything to, persuade him.
Oh, now look here, that there's no need for... Oh! My head!
Ah, you're awake then.
Hello. Have I seen you before?
Eliza Jenkins, known to the public as Thomasina Thumb.
Thomasina Thumb?
On account of my size, dopey.
Oh, well, yes, I guess that. What I mean is... Oh, I'm still at the circus.
I should hope so, dressed like that. You're Mr. Jagger's new clown, ain't you?
Young lady, I am nobody's clown.
He needed a clown, saw you, job done. That's how he comes by most of his acts.
Charming. I assume that applies to Kaibo as well.
The rhinoceros man? Yeah. I saw him when they first brought him in. Manacles round his arms and legs and neck. Took 3 men just to lift the chains, there was that many. Didn't look like they was needed to me.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, he's big and powerful, but you can tell from his eyes he's not dangerous. More sad.
Well, who can blame him? And what did these brave men do with Kaibo?
Put him in a cage alongside all the animals. One next to yours, actually. He'll be back in a bit for his midday rest.
My cage?
Yeah, your cage, what? Dopey. Anyway, I got floors to sweep. See you later.
Young lady, kindly let me out of here. I am not an animal. I am a Time Lord.
Come on!
There's no need to treat him like that. He's not giving you any trouble, is he? For some strange reason.
Musho for trouble.
Captain Kaibo, such language, I'm shocked. But I can't blame you. So, we're neighbours.
Fuloso.
Well, even with a broken translator, you're better company than the zebra on the other side. All he does is neigh. Did you just... No, Doctor, you're imagining things. Even a Dradoon with a fully functioning translator wouldn't be seen dead laughing.
No.
There is something odd about you, though. I noticed when we first met. Polite, passive, everything a Jadoon shouldn't be. I wonder why.
Evening, Mr. Kaibo. You're on your podium. I hear Mr. Jaggers is taking you into town tonight to drum up trade. Wish I could come. Just been mucking out the horses. Ugh. You always keep your cage nice and clean, don't you? Not like those other dirty beasts.
Oh, no, God.
Shame you're such a very dull creature. What with being so ugly and all. One or the other would have been bad enough, but stupid and ugly, you didn't have no chance.
No. No. No chance.
What?
Help. Help me, Eliza. Help me.
Haven't you heard him knocking, Eliza? And if you wish this conversation to continue, kindly address me as Doctor.
Doctor, whatever makes you happy. What were you doing just then?
Nothing.
You were talking to your watch.
Nonsense. You're hearing things. Maybe if you pinned your hair back from your ears a bit better, like this, you might be able to...
I can do my own hair, thank you very much.
Oh, anything you say. Now, what can I do for you?
It's about the rhinoceros man. You're his friend, right?
Certainly the best he's got. Why?
I was cleaning out the horses earlier, over by Kaibo's stage, chatting to him, you know. Oh. And then he spoke to me.
Oh, yes. What did he have to say?
You think I'm doolally, don't you?
No, not at all. Captain Kaibo can certainly speak, but only in Jadoonese.
Jawat?
Jadoonese, the language of the Jadoon. Oh, a rather stupid species. Exceptionally small brains. You could pick one up in a teaspoon. Hence their uninflected monosyllabic tongue. It's rather too basic for my usual interpreter.
Your what?
And if she didn't have a blind spot when it comes to Jadoonese, Captain Kaibo's life would be a lot simpler.
But he wasn't speaking Jadoony. It was English.
English? How very interesting.
He asked me to help him. But how?
Well, let's find out. When he comes back tonight, we must both encourage him to keep talking at every opportunity. I'm keen to know more about the good captain, and if we can hear it from the horse, or rather the rhino's mouth, all the better.
Talking of horses, something's putting the wind up them.
I rather think that may be the cause, don't you? Disembodied blue lights flying about at night tend to give everyone the heebie-jeebies, horses included.
What is it? A will-o'-the-wisp?
It's a probe. A highly advanced one, too.
Look, it's snaking between the caravans like it's looking for something.
And I believe I know what, or rather whom. I should take a closer look.
How are you going to do that? Stuck in your cage?
Stuck? I'm not stuck, merely biding my time. And that time has come.
How'd you do that?
Just a simple hairpin.
And where'd you get a hairpin?
I plucked it from your hair a moment ago. Now, shh. It went that way. But it'll be back. It's checking each area in turn.
Doctor, look at the sky. The stars are moving.
They aren't stars.
What then?
Jadoon, searching for Kaibo via this probe, which is why we need to stop it. Help me with this tarpaulin.
What are you going to do with it?
Eliza, stay there. I'll duck behind the caravan. When the probe gets close... give me the word.
Nearly. Now!
Ah! Yeah! Got it. Now, one last task for this hairpin. There. That should buy us some time at least.
What do you mean? Aren't we safe now?
Unfortunately not. If that probe had found Captain Kaibo, the Jadoon would have been here within hours. Disabling it has merely postponed that dubious pleasure by a few days. If we're lucky.
Do they want to take him back? his people?
Possibly. Unless, as I suspect, Kaibo is a deserter. I'm afraid the Jadoon are even less forgiving than the British Army.
We have to stop them.
We do, Eliza. I need to know my way round this circus a little better. Care to give me the guided tour?
Of course.
Excellent. After that, I'll get back in my cage.
You what?
I have work to do. Work that requires thought, not action. The solitude of my cage is ideal.
Psst! Doctor, wake up!
I am awake, young lady. I was meditating.
Oh, right. So how's my favourite rhino?
I am well, thank you.
You're the politest person in the old circus, you are.
His English is coming on remarkably well, don't you think?
Translator still...
Broken.
Broken, yes. So I listen to you, to Eliza. Your words are...
Familiar?
I have heard such words on Aishas, I think.
He learns fast, don't he?
Considerably faster than the average Jadoon. Eliza Jenkins?
Yes?
Would you like to help me put that theory to the test?
Got him, Doctor. Had a bit of trouble keeping him hidden back.
Well done. Candles too?
Yes.
Do you know what this is, Kaibo?
I do not. Please tell me.
It's a book. Look.
You're ready to move on to reading, Captain. You'll enjoy it. English is a much more expressive language than Jadoonese.
Thank you, Doctor. Such a thoughtful gesture. And my stature,
gigantic.
Gigantic. What did this mean? Who was I? What was I?
Morning, Mr. Kaibo. How'd you get on?
I have read the books you gave me, Eliza. Frankenstein, Great Expectations, Moby Dick, and all of the others. They were delightful.
Already?
He's quite the voracious reader, aren't you, Captain?
I particularly enjoyed your human invention of poetry. The Jadoon have nothing to compare. I like Robert Burns very much. From thee, Eliza, I must go, and from my native shore. The cruel fates between us throw a boundless ocean's roar.
And to think I once called you stupid. Oh, get you some more tonight.
Did I upset her?
Quite the opposite. I wonder, Captain, ever thought of writing your own poems?
This poem is called My Sweetheart Waits.
He's really done it.
Oh, yes.
My sweetheart waits. My heart, it mourns. Its distance from her features fair. Her craggy skin, her crown of horns. A beauty far beyond compare.
Is he talking about one of these?
Her loveliness to none akin. My words can scarcely adumbrate, not e'en if every language in the world I could assimilate.
Excellent, Kaibo, excellent. A little more work on the scansion and they'll be calling you the Bard
of... What's that?
A Jadoon scout ship. It seems our time is up.
judicial rhinos in armour are relentless. So is the Doctor, right? Are he and his new friends out of time? Find out next time as we conclude with part two of this exciting story. I can't wait to find out what happens. And it happened to me and I've forgotten. Now, before we hop back into the vortex, this is what I said about the story back in the day. I better listen to it myself.
You see, I don't think of classic series and new series. I think as soon as something's in the canon, then it's all one homogeneous thing for me. So until it was pointed out that it was a novelty, I wouldn't... If you'd just said, oh, we're doing one with the Judoon, I wouldn't have been surprised, because I think of Judoon as being in Doctor Who. Mm. But I realise now, of course, that this is possibly a first. Mm. Or one of several firsts.
My name is Paul Morris, and I co-wrote Judoon in Chains.
Don't you think your uninvited guests are a rather more pressing problem?
The brief from the beginning was that this would be one of the set of adventures mixing classic Doctors with new monsters, and we had the title, Judoon in Chains, and the suggestion that a solitary Judoon had been captured and that his fellow Judoon would be coming looking for him.
Where is Kaibo?
That is none of your concern. Kaibo is my property.
It seemed very obvious to us that the way to go with this was to take it down the Elephant Man route. And that's how the idea of Kaibo as the rhinoceros man came about.
Simon and Paul did my the first story of my final story, which I loved. So it was reassuring to see their names on the script. And it's a lovely script. It's fun. Because the Judoon are rather sweet, kind of literal creatures that the Doctor can not exactly manipulate, but because he understands their thought process, can use it to his advantage as well as the Judoon's advantage. The Judoon are like, well, they're kind of bureaucrats, really. And if you can find a rule that can distract them from the rule they're trying to follow, then you've got a chance with them. The fact that they're shaped like rhinoceroses on legs is incidental.
Now, don't forget that Doctor Who, the worlds of Doctor Who, and more besides, live on at bigfinish.com. So be sure to visit. And so, will the Doctor be able to have his day in court? Find out next time, as you come with me into the TARDIS. You've been listening to Into the TARDIS, hosted by me, Colin Baker, and produced by Ian Meadows. Supervising producer was Lizzie Wurzdal, and executive producers are Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hagelow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.